Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends. And Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. Well, I know I say this a lot, but truly, back by popular demand, you are going to hear a recently recorded interview, that's right, it's pre-recorded, with Dr. Ed from Upper Cervical Chiropractic. He's one of my sponsors, and he firmly believes that God wants us to be healthy, and he's going to tell you how you can become healthier. And I've got great music for you, too, so stay with me, and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We currently meet at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit on Saturdays at 10 o'clock a.m. However, as of June 22nd, we will be meeting at Wallace Hall, Brighton Presbyterian Church, 1775 East Avenue at 11:30 a.m. Please be sure to put it on your calendars. Shalom.
Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall live in peace. Shalom.
And that was the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel. Well, you know, tomorrow is Father's Day. Remember, anybody can be a daddy, but it takes a special man to be a father. And children watch what we do, they hear what we say, and remember, everything is being watched, everything. So just make sure, as mothers and fathers, make sure that your behavior is, you know, Messiah-like. Make sure that you are living a godly life so that you can be a good role model for your children. I do want to wish a happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there and the fathers-to-be. And this next song is from Jeff Cook. It's from the CD David Stone, Our Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sinned against us, and lead us not into temptation, that deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory forever and ever. Well, amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, now give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we have forgiven those who sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Amen and 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 amen.
Amen. Again, that was Jeff Cook. The CD is called David Stone. Well, a little bit about my father. My father was Manuel Lewis Weiner. And some people called him Manny, and a lot of the musician friends called him Mike. He played piano by ear. He never took lessons. He could not read music, but he had his own band called the Smooth Tones in Richmond, Virginia. He played at weddings and bar mitzvahs and other functions around town, at moose lodges, etc. He played piano in the home every single day, and my sister and I both grew up loving music, playing piano and singing, and my sister also went on to play guitar very well as well. And I'm so thankful for the gift of music that my father passed down to me and also down to my children, his grandchildren. So again, happy Father's Day to all. And you know, our Abba Father, he's the best daddy of all. He is just awesome. He's our Lord God of Abraham. Here's Paul Wilbur.
Come to earth. This is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They have been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013. With state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment, they work to determine if they're what you need to get your life back. If you would like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, Please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care of Rochester, located at 1280 North Winton Road.
Check them out online at www.ucccroc.com. And guess what? Dr. Ed, well, he's the guest today. I interviewed him about a week ago. We had a delightful conversation. One of the things we talked about was the fact that you can do upper cervical treatment on babies and young children. We talked about how God wants us to be healthy and about all the different things that a healthy nervous system can do, what it means to you. And I'm definitely a fan. I'm a patient and I'm a fan. So you be sure to listen. It'll be coming up soon. And of course, you're going to have a chance to win a coupon for bagels. There will be no excuses today. I will get phone calls today. I mean business, okay? Now, I do want to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring the program as well. They are family-owned and operated. Their number is 585-889-7840. Now's a good time to make sure you've got central air. We do have some warm days coming up, thank God. No more snow for a while. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. And just want to remind everybody listening that it does cost money each week for me to stay on the air. If you would like to help me to stay on the air, you can go to bagelsandblessings.com and you can just click on donate. That's the quickest and easiest way to do it, right through PayPal. If you would rather send a check, you can make it out to Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion, send it off to P.O. Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. You'll be hearing that same message from Earl Schillinger in just a few moments. All right, what do we have next? Oh, ho, ho, Barry and Batya Siegel from the CD Shema Yisrael, Kumi Ori.
Covers the earth, see darkness over the nations, but the Lord will arise and his glory unmistaken, to break into the darkness and shine for eternity, the light that's shining out from that glorious holy city. Kings and nations will be drawn into your light, and the brightness of your rising, what an awesome sight. Lift your eyes and see the peoples coming from afar. Just take a look around you, what a joy shall fill your heart. Joy will fill your heart.
Kiva ore, ukhoda donaya laif zara. Kumi ore, kiva ore, ukhoda donaya.
Upon you. Wow. For your information, that song was played on my very first broadcast of Bagels and Blessings. It was August the 2nd, 1997. I have loved that song ever since. Well, since we're going to be talking today a lot about being healthy, if you look at Psalm 103, you see a lot of good stuff. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, who forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. Well, in Hebrew, bless the Lord is Baraki Nafshi, and here's Sue Samuel. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. And if there's anyone out there that needs prayer for healing, I'm here for you. I ask that the Lord would touch you right now in the name of Yeshua, because God does want you to be whole and healthy. And you're going to be hearing a whole lot more about that soon. But right now, let's hear all about Europa Cafe. If you're hungry and in the mood for something different, I highly recommend the Europa Cafe and Deli.
It's at 1694 Penfield Road. They're open Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Europa Deli is a gourmet food store that specializes in European foods from countries such as Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Bulgaria, Germany, Poland, ex-Yugoslavia, and more. They have an extensive variety of imported foods, smoked meats, seafood, cheese, pastries, and more. Their cafe and bakery has the most delicious baked items. You just have to try it. Europa Cafe and Deli, 1694 Penfield Road. Call them at 585-385-2040. Come in and tell them that you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shemai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shemai Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shemai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight.
Okay, here's your chance now. I got all these coupons. I got lots and lots of coupons for bagels, okay? I really want to give them away. You got to get ready to call, and it's such an easy question, you don't even need your Bible for this one. Do you know what colors are on the Israeli flag? Only two colors. What colors are on the Israeli flag? Be the first caller at 222-2990, 585-222-2990. If you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, call now.
No bread or leaven, they're sure in heaven. Oh, little bagels, what I'm waiting for. Give me lots of my garlic bagel. Spread thickly too. It'll be the greatest. So give me bagels tonight. Work it out, baby, work it out.
Okay, I've got good news and I got bad news. The good news is that you can still win a coupon for bagels if you call 585-222-2990. You have to tell us what colors are on the Israeli flag. That's the good news. The bad news is that you won't be able to go on the air. But again, the number is 585-222-2990. What colors are on the Israeli flag? And also, that's the last time you're going to hear that commercial from Mr. Schillinger, because Shemai Yisrael has moved. Our services now will be at 11:30 a.m. We are now located at 1775 East Avenue at Brighton Presbyterian Church, Wallace Hall, every Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. Brighton Presbyterian is right across the street from Wegmans on East Avenue. So every Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m., and we hope to see you there next week. Okay, what you've been waiting for, and while you're listening, call up and tell us what the colors are on the Israeli flag so that I can give you the coupon for bagels. Call 585-222-2990. But here's my interview with Dr. Ed. Dr. Ed, welcome back to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you, Ethel.
Oh my gosh, it's wonderful to have my favorite chiropractor back on the show.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure being on.
And, you know, you have seen so many people get healthy. But, you know, I'm curious about something. You've told me in the past that you actually can treat newborn babies. How does that even work?
So, once you understand, a lot of times when people, they first think of chiropractic, not a lot of times, but sometimes, people think it's about neck pain or back pain. So that's why a lot of times, or sometimes people will be like, so you care for babies? And they're sort of like, how do you know the baby had neck pain or back pain? But chiropractic, at its premise and the way it was designed, is actually for to get that brain, which controls what? Everything.
Yeah.
To communicate with that body at 100%. So what our goals are as a chiropractor, and more specifically an upper cervical chiropractor, we focus on the upper neck, is to find out if there's any misalignments on the vertebra that could be putting irritation or slight pressure on the nerve system, like the brainstem, the spinal cord, and also all the blood vessels, the vasculature, the veins, the arteries, all of that. So with children in particular, especially with the birthing process when they're being pulled on and everything, it's so crucial to make sure that right from day one that their nerve system is functioning at 100%. But it's functioning at 100%. So the way we do it is we actually have some neurological testing. So on children, we don't have to image in virtually all cases. There's no x-rays or 3D imaging or anything like that. And what you do is we actually are able to check the reflexes in that child, the neurological reflexes, to find out if they're functioning the way they should. And then what we do is, when needed, when it tells us to, a very gentle adjustment is given. It's less pressure than you would, or it's about the same amount of pressure you would put on a ripe tomato without breaking the skin. That's how gentle it is.
Wow.
And it's very gentle just to reset the vertebra that's malpositioned and put it in the proper position so that body can express fully from brain to body.
And I know that you also treat toddlers, and tell me about personality changes you've seen in children who are adjusted versus children who need to be adjusted.
I'll tell you a situation that just happened. We just have, we're blessed to care for so many families. We have this husband and wife who've been coming here for like two, three years. And they have two beautiful young girls. And every once in a while, I'd say, you know, the daughters would obviously always come with one or both of the parents when they would come in and get checked. I'm like, you know, have you ever thought about getting the little ones checked? And the mother's like, yeah, you know, I really have. I just, you know, it's on me. I got to prioritize just to make the appointment. Like, literally, it'll just take me 10 seconds to make the appointment. I got to do it. So just recently, the one daughter, Lil, finally came under care. And the mother, she pulled up her shirt on the first visit, and the daughter had eczema. Like, literally, all underneath her shirt and all on her legs. Like, it was pretty significant. And I go, holy heck, what's going on? And she goes, well, my mother, so that young girl's mother's mother, so that young girl's grandmother, told the mother that she heard that when my son fell down the stairs, he developed eczema. And then when we got him adjusted, I wasn't treating the eczema, but we got him adjusted. His atlas actually changed position and put pressure on the neurology. When we got him adjusted, we saw a huge change. And my son's food intolerance to dairy and eggs, and his eczema literally cleared in my son. It was incredible. So she heard me telling that story, so she got her granddaughter in by telling her daughter. So she goes, I heard what happened to your son. We brought Lil to the dermatologist. There's nothing that they know what's going on. They said it's idiopathic. So it's like no known cause. It's like just something that happens. They're not sure when it's going to resolve, if it's going to resolve. They say usually by the time, like, it could be 5 years, it could be 10 years, it could be 3 years, it could resolve, but they don't know when. There's no time limit on it. So I figured, you know what? I've been really wanting to bring her in for a long time. Let's get her checked. Like, let's get her checked. Now, there's no excuse not to. So with this young girl, she was 5 years old, so we had to do some advanced testing. We had to do some imaging to it. The test indicated to do that. And when we looked at the imaging, which is a 3D picture of her neck, the vertebra was just so misaligned on the top bone in her neck. Like, it was really, really significant. So we showed the family, and we showed the mother, and the mother's like, oh, my gosh, like, I'm not even trained in this, and I can see, like, how much it's misaligned. So we gave her a gentle and specific and scientific chiropractic adjustment. And I'm telling you, the next week she came in, young girl, and I was talking to mom. I go, how's everything going? She goes, it's going good. And I go, so how is, how's Lily doing? Like, how's her skin? And she goes, no changes in the skin. And she goes, but here's the thing. The teachers and myself have noticed a big change with her behavior. And when she came in, I noticed it. What I noticed is she had so much more energy. It was just crazy, Ethel. She had so much more energy. So she came in, she's smiling. Like, I've been seeing this little girl, like, in the office, not caring for her, but in the office. I've been seeing her for a couple of years. And she came in, she gave me a high five. She goes, hey, Dr. Ed. And she just came in. It looked like somebody, like, if there was a dimmer switch, somebody just, like, made the light completely bright. Like, her energy was just skyrocketing. And the mom's like, we just can't believe, like, the energy change in our young daughter in, like, a week. We're like, it's like night and day of how it was. So that's one example. And literally, that just happened, like, less than 10 days ago, Ethel, now that you mentioned that. And then what was really cool is 2 weeks after that, she came back in. And I got her checked. I go, how's everything going? She goes, mood's doing awesome. Everything's doing great. She goes, by the way, her skin's, like, 70% improved.
Amazing. So chiropractic adjustments get pressure off the brainstem, and then your body heals acts the way God intended it to act. Isn't that the bottom line?
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like when we're talking about Lily or we're talking about myself or my son or anything like that. It's not about, for us, like when we're serving somebody, it's not about treating a condition. It's about getting that body, like you said, to function the way it's designed to. Because if there's pressure on the nerve system, with or without symptoms, if that body can't get those signals through, that body's not going to be functioning the way it should.
And unfortunately, doctors don't know everything. I know that there are people who will be listening to this broadcast, and they probably have symptoms that they've had for a really long time, and the doctors can't figure out what's happening or why they're having the symptoms. And they just live with the symptoms, but they don't have to, do they?
Well, there may be a different way, right? And here's the thing. Doctors are incredible. We have one of our higher referral sources right now, like where people are finding us, are from local medical doctors. We just got another referral from a doctor of osteopathy yesterday, a DO. Also, neurologists in the area and rheumatologists are actually sending us a number of patients because the research is just coming out validating what upper cervical chiropractors have found out for quite a while, and it's really, really cool. But you got to remember, when you go to a medical doctor or a health professional, they do life-saving work. Like, when you need them, my gosh, we're in the best country in the world. But their work is really, a lot of it is confined to two major categories. They're there to help you during a crisis situation, or so a crisis would be like stage 4 lung cancer. It could be if you have hypothermia, it could be hypoglycemia or something that if you don't get it taken care of right away, you could get yourself in trouble, right? Like, you might not be able to tell your family about it later. The other category that they help you in is a trauma. So a trauma would be like a broken bone, a dislocation, a fracture. So that's where it doesn't, if they're an optometrist, a cardiologist, or a podiatrist, they're looking through their lens many, many times, right? These health specialists, they're looking through their lens at that part of the body to rule out a crisis or a trauma.
Right.
So they, like, every single day, like, as we're talking right now, there's probably thousands of people in Rochester being helped by these specialists and these medical doctors, like, changing someone's life because they found a crisis or a trauma. But sometimes people go throughout life, and I think your story might be a little bit like this, Apple, and mine also, right, where you weren't getting the complete resolution, or you weren't getting all the solutions from the other avenues you were trying in the medical field, and it may be because what you're going through may not be a crisis or a trauma.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And they don't have the tools to diagnose that there might be a misalignment like you do.
Yeah, it's just different, right? Like, there's top-end neurologists now, and what they're calling this area, this injury in the upper neck, they call it craniocervical syndrome. So top-end neurologists are now starting to look at these misalignments in the upper neck and how they're affecting the nerves. But you're right. Many of these specialists, these medical doctors, they're just their training's just different. They got life-saving training. It's just different. So it's just such a blessing being able to work hand-in-hand with them. Where we're now, times are changing, you know? Like I said, we have these health professionals, they're loving, caring people, and we're getting a lot of referrals where they're like, I think what's happened is we've had mutual patients, even though I might not have met the doctors in particular, and their patients have noted benefits being under care, getting adjusted, getting pressure off the brainstem and the spinal cord. And then after the medical doctors, they're great people. They're like, you know what? I think that this person might be a candidate also. Why don't we send them? I think you should go see Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester and check them out and see, because I know somebody who's been helped just like this.
You know, Dr. Ed, I'm really surprised that you still have one location here in Rochester, because I think you're going to need five.
I know. We actually, Ethel, we haven't really announced it yet, but I guess now I am. We have another doctor on the staff now.
You do?
We have Dr. Bobic, as everybody knows. Everybody loves Dr. Bobic. He's awesome. And then we also have another doctor, Dr. Kara now, who's training. She just started training yesterday. So she's got 20 years of practice behind her. She's now training from the bottom up, so we can get her serving people also at the office also. So it's really exciting times here.
It is. And, you know, I'm just really encouraged by my own physical improvement. And also, I find your whole method refreshing. You know, a lot of people just aren't comfortable with that snap, crackle, and pop and twisting the neck. And it just, you know, it's refreshing that you don't do any of that. And it's not just my neck, because I know that there are times where my pelvic area is off, the L5 in my back is off. And, you know, I've had things treated in my back also. So I want people to know that you're going to get the whole care, the whole kit and caboodle when you go to see Dr. Ed.
Yeah, what we're looking is wherever the nerve interference is. Now, majority of the times, because of the way the body's designed, where the upper neck has the most, like, neurology there, because the brain's coming through the skull, right?
Of course.
Where that's going to be where a lot of our focus is going to be, because if there's an injury in your house, in the electrical system in your house, in the fuse box, the bulb doesn't really matter too much, right?
Right.
So, but like you said, we will check we will go, especially as the body starts stabilizing and healing, we will check other aspects of the protocol of the nerve system to make sure that there's no secondary injuries. Like, for instance, sometimes if people have really bad low back injuries, they go, well, why are you checking my neck? Well, if the injury was just in the low back, it probably would have been found before people came to our office, right?
Right.
Especially when they've been to a lot of specialists, and they've been to other maybe physical therapists or whatever. But sometimes these injuries, one of the major causes can actually linger higher up in the nerve system. Because anybody who knows if they've had a severe neck injury or knows somebody who has, it affects right down to the tips of your toes.
Sure.
Right? Like Christopher Reeves. It doesn't have to be just in your back. But absolutely. So our goal is to find out where the pressure is, and then if there's any secondary pressures, get that off too so that body can express fully.
Great. Now here's a question that I know must be on a lot of people's minds and hearts. With warm weather and trees budding and flowers blooming, you have a lot of people that are fighting seasonal allergies. And tell me how upper cervical treatment can even help with allergies.
I'm one of them. I fell off my dirt bike on Monday.
No.
And the way it was affecting my nerve system, like, I kid you not, Monday night to Tuesday, I barely slept a wink. Like, I couldn't sleep because my face was just, my eyes were burning and itching, and nothing can touch it when I have these episodes too, until I get pressure off the nerve system. It's just the way my body reacts. But a lot of people report, and it's not something we even usually communicate with them, they just put two and two together, is that when people are adjusted and their nerve systems are working better, they find that their seasonal allergies, or even like my wife, who had allergies 24/7 before I met her, for her whole childhood and even through college, that their allergies, they report significantly reduced, if not vanish, when the nerve system's working really well.
That's very encouraging.
Yeah, because you got to think about it, like an allergic reaction is just your body responding to something from the outside. Right? That's why not everybody has the same allergies. It's an internal issue. It's your body working through something.
Absolutely. You know, it's all so fascinating how the body all works and how God created us. It's fascinating. And you know, and I know, and hopefully our listeners know that God says in His Word that He desires that we are well and prosper. He wants us to be in health.
Yeah, exactly. And it's God's beautiful design. Like, I don't look at the body like God designed us broken. You know, Sometimes if the body's not working the way it should, it could be, possibly, that there's an injury that hasn't been addressed, and the body's just doing the best it can with the information it's given at that moment.
Yes. Well, for people that are curious now, and they want to come in and visit, tell me what they can experience when they first visit your office.
Okay, wonderful. So when people come in, we're really big on education because what we do is a little bit different in the area. What I mean is just not everybody's experienced it before they come into the office. So we want to make sure that you're educated and you're comfortable. So when you come in, we have warm, loving staff will greet you. And then they'll set you up and they'll get you all ready for the first visit. With the first visit, we're going to, like, introduce you to the staff. We're going to have you tour the office so you know where everything is. If you've got to go to the bathroom or anything, it's a pretty decent-sized office, so we want to make sure everybody knows where everything is. We have Palmer the parrot. We have a parrot in our office. We have a turtle, Atlas the turtle. I wonder why we named him that, right? Named her that. And then we also have a little arcade for we have a cocktail arcade with 412 games, not for me to play. Yeah, I play it sometimes. But we have a lot of people, families that come, and the kids love it. And actually, there's actually sometimes more parents that love it more than the children. So we'll give you a tour, and then at that point, what we'll do is it'll be a combination of myself, the other doctors, and the chiropractic assistant, one of our assistants, who are just an amazing staff we have, where we're going to collect information about what's happening in your life, find out what's going on, and then we're also going to start doing some diagnostic testing to see if you're even in the right place, if we're the right fit for you. Everything we do is based off of nerve testing, so if we're not in the right fit, we will direct you where to go. And we do our consultation and our exam. We do that at no charge because we want to see if we can help people. And then if we can help, then we'll let you know what's needed to move forward based off what the test results say.
Great.
It's really cool.
And can you describe the 3D imaging machine that you have?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a complete partial CBCT. So what it does is it creates 3D imaging of the head and neck when needed. It's more of the upper neck and the lower neck. And it allows us to find out exactly where the misalignments were, where the misalignments are, if they are there. So we do testing first to see if that's needed. If it is needed, then we're able to get a full picture. It's like raising the hood of the car. So we can actually see what's going on underneath, and there's no guesswork. So it's really, really cool stuff.
And what do you call the other machine in the office that measures the nerves?
That's really cool. So what we call it in the office is complete neurological diagnostic testing. But what it is it's a Tytronic scanner. So what it does is we use it every visit, but it checks the surface blood flow of people's necks.
Oh.
Because that tells us how the nerve system is operating. We're highly trained in it, the doctors here. We do a lot of work and training on it to be able to serve people the best way possible. But what it does is it gives us the information on how the body's working. And we can see that through how the blood flow patterning is working. It's really cool stuff.
Well, I like what you have said once before. I heard you say that people are so careful to maintain their automobiles and maintain their motorbikes, but when it comes to their own body, people sometimes just don't believe that they are worth maintaining.
Yeah, or we're not even educated too, right? Like, we're taught to, like, don't miss an oil change and brush your teeth, but that's like, but then we forget about our nerve systems because it just, the science, society hasn't caught up with the science yet, even though it's going that way. So, absolutely. One of the big things is that I say is that when people come through the office doors, I'll tell you what the most important commodity they have. It's your health.
Yes.
Nothing else matters. You know, like, it doesn't matter what walk of life people come from or how much financial abundance they have or they don't, how much family they have or they don't, how many children they have, where they are in their relationship status or anything, where their work is. If your health is dramatically affected negatively, everything else is also. It's the precursor to everything else in life.
Amen. Amen.
So we're worth it. Like, we should invest in ourselves one way or another, make healthy choices because your family deserves it, your work deserves it, your relationships deserve it, but you do too. You know, I think that's the way the good Lord wants us. He wants us to be healthy and prosperous doing his work.
Amen. And this deserves to be restated that when there is pressure off of the brainstem, that's when the body starts to heal, right?
Yep.
And people don't always think of that. I know that before coming to your office, I never thought about that at all.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you one quick, cool story.
Sure.
It's just like full circle time. My daughter, we were at our cottage on the weekend, okay? And my daughter, you've met her many times, right, Ethel?
Yes.
Hilarious. She's a sweetheart. She's just about four, and she's sharp as a tack. She got a sliver. She got a quarter-inch sliver in her toe, in her big toe.
Ouch.
Like, it was like the whole size of her big toe, right?
Oof.
And so I'm sure you can imagine how that went, us getting that pressure off, okay?
Oh.
She's a smooth talker. So, like, I'm like, okay, Alejandra, we got to get this off. Like, you don't want it in there. She goes, Papa, I can't walk. She goes, it's okay, Papa. Let's talk next week about it. I'm like, we can't talk next week. We got to get this off. She's so cute. So, eventually, my wife tried sweet talking her too. That got nowhere after 40 minutes. So, I literally had to, like, lock her knees. Like, I had to hold onto her knees, lock it. And we had to, with my wife's help, we had to get this thing out of her while she was, like, not happy about it, right? Now, we finally got it out. It was deep in there, but we got it out. And she's crying. As she's crying, the moment it came out, she felt the pressure relieve from a small sliver. And she goes, she's crying. And she goes, oh, Papa, thank you so much, Papa.
Aww.
And it's like that small amount of pressure. Think about how much of a profound effect it had on her quality of life. And it was in her toe where there's not much neurology. Like, we're not talking like a spinal cord or a brainstem or a nerve root.
Right.
You get it? Now, imagine if people could get that understanding of how eager they would be to get a sliver out of their toe, out of their big toe or their loved one's big toe, right? And that's only a sliver. It's really only a sliver. How eager, we'll stop everything to get a sliver out. We won't go another minute of that day. But then what's happening if there's pressure on the nerve system or there's a misalignment, putting that same amount, a millimeter of pressure, 2 millimeters of pressure on the neurological system, what would happen?
Oh, good point.
Right?
Yeah.
How different would the world be if we knew to take care of our nerve systems as well as we knew to take a sliver out if it's in our foot?
Amen. That's a great analogy. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, the Lord dropped that on me through that not so pleasurable experience taking care of my daughter.
And I'm assuming that you have healed better now from falling off your dirt bike?
My God, I kid you not. No exaggeration. I know people who don't know me, they'll be like, I don't know this Dr. Ed guy, so I don't know if what he's saying is 100% true, but I was struggling, Tuesday morning, struggling. Dr. Bavik adjusted me. On the spot, my sinuses open, and my eyes, the burning in my eyes and my face, like I was in a rough spot, literally decreased by probably half. By the end of the day, I was like tip-top. Like I don't have any symptoms of my allergies right now. I'm telling you, Monday after falling off my dirt bike, Monday morning to Tuesday morning, I was like, my gosh, thank heavens I have Dr. Bavik, or I probably wouldn't be able to practice the whole day.
Well,
like,
praise.
I know you think, you know, seasonal allergies, so what? But it's like, no, they really dramatically affect me. I think about all those years when I was a teenager and I was struggling the way I was. And I had significant neurological injury from all the silly stuff I did, like boxing, kickboxing, and all the rest.
Well, you are a walking miracle now, that's for sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you for being my guest again on Bagels and Blessings and for sponsoring the radio show. And thank you for just all that you do and all that you are. And I thank God for the changes that I'm experiencing in my body. Too many to mention, but I will forever be in your debt and praising God for you.
Thank you so much, Ethel. And thank you again for having me on. It's always a pleasure. Love talking.
All right. Well, you be good, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Take care.
You too. Shalom.
Shalom, my friends. Here is a wonderful reminder to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. This comes from the TLV, Tree of Life version. I'm reading you Psalm 122, a song of ascents of David. I rejoiced when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of Adonai. Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem." Jerusalem, built as a city joined together. There the tribes go up, the tribes of Adonai, as a testimony to Israel, to praise the name of Adonai. For their thrones for judgment are set up, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be at peace. May there be shalom within your walls, quietness within your palaces. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I now say, shalom be within you. For the sake of the house of Adonai, our God, I will seek your good. I wanted to bring to your attention a wonderful conference call that takes place every Friday. Jewish and Gentile believers are coming together in oneness and prayer across the land. They are praying for America and they are praying for Israel. You can join in this phone conversation. The phone number to call is 712-770-4010. Access code 790-864 and just press the pound sign after the access code. Again, the phone number is 712-770-4010. Access code 790-864. Pound sign. This call takes place every Friday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central, or 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Please spread this information to anyone who would like to pray for revival in Israel and America. Such an important opportunity we have at this time to pray for our nation and to pray for the land of Israel. And as you are hearing this wonderful reminder to pray for Israel, you're enjoying some music. And this is a prayer call. It starts with the sound of the shofar, a five-year-old boy who is playing the shofar. And they have a messianic believing family. I'm so excited to give you this information. I pray God's blessings over you. Remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Shalom.
Remember to call back. We did have a winner. We accidentally disconnected. Call back. I have enough coupons to give them away to two or three people, maybe even four people. I'm going to stay here in the studio if you call past 3 o'clock. The number is 585-222-2990. What are the colors on the Israeli flag? Only two colors. What are the colors on the Israeli flag? 222-2990. And now here's Phil Klein with the Aaronic Benediction.
Yivarechech Adonai Vayishmorecha Yair Adonai Panav Alecha Vikunecha Yisa Adonai Panav Alecha V'yasem lecha shalom.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Alechem, peace be with you. Remember, my friends, that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. I hope you have a great week and be sure to tune in right here on Life AM 990 or 107.1 FM WDCX next week right here at 2 o'clock. Shabbat Shalom.